Exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Sister Jennifer, you feel like doing a miracle in the making?
Love this song. I love the music. Maybe you're waiting on a miracle. Don't give up.
The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him, 'cause this was her last hope of ever. Still you've heard no
many still believe in miracles?
Amen.
If you believe in God, you got to believe in miracles. Amen. He is a God of miracles. Amen. Just kind of feel like telling somebody, you know what? Look out over the sea, and what do you see out of the ocean? A little cloud, just about the size of a man's hand. He said, get down, because there's going to come an abundance of rain. Amen. I'm looking for an abundance of blessings, because your prayers have been heard. Aren't you thankful for knowing that? Amen. That your prayers that you've been praying, God has heard them. Amen. Just get ready. The answer is on the way. Well, praise God. How many tired folks we got in the house tonight? Got any? Okay, all you tired folks, stand up. Amen. If you're really, really tired, don't you stand up? Okay. They used to sing a song, just shake, 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 shake the devil off. Come on, you'll shake it off a little bit. All right. Amen. While you're standing, turn to the book of Joshua. Chapter number 5 in the book of Joshua. Amen. Is anybody here tonight ready to receive something? Amen. How many came looking to receive something? I don't believe you'll be disappointed. Amen. Not because of me, not because of any song that's been sung, but because the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Amen. I feel that with all of my heart. I believe that God wants to bless and anoint tonight. In the book of Joshua, chapter number 5, I want to read verses 10, 11, and 12. Again, from the book of Joshua, chapter number 5, beginning with verse number 10. And the children of Israel encamped at Gilgal, and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, so grateful, God, to have another opportunity to come into your house to worship tonight. God, thankful for those who have gathered here tonight. God, with an expectation, God, of a mighty move of your Spirit. Father, I know that you're real, and I know that you still perform miracles. And Father, I ask you to bless and anoint this service tonight. God, just take charge. Let the Holy Ghost have free reigns tonight. Father, I ask that you anoint these lips of clay. God, as just a vessel, an oracle, God, that you may speak to our hearts tonight. God, help us to be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. And Father, we pray tonight, God, that you'll get all the honor, all the glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you love Jesus, give him a hand clap of praise tonight, if you would. Amen. You say, Brother Eddie, you do that a lot. We don't do it enough. Amen. You can't thank the Lord enough for what he's done, amen, what he's doing, and by faith, what he's going to do. Amen. If I heard tonight, I've heard a little bit about some trying times, some situations where Satan has buffeted us, or a situation maybe has not gone the way that we anticipated, but we're holding on. Amen. How many knows that you'll be rewarded if you hold on? He don't let your faith waver. Amen. In fact, you need a stronger faith now, amen, than you did years and years ago. I believe if you'll just turn it over to God, God will in fact make a way. It's going to be his way now, not necessarily our way. But from the book of Joshua tonight, I want to entitle this message, When the Manna Ceased. When the manna ceased. How many knows that God has a time and place for everything? God's timing is perfect. We may not always understand it. We may not even always accept it. But God's timing is absolutely errorless. And it's positive, amen, in the fact that he's going to get the honor and the glory. And the timing, we may not have anything to do whatsoever with the timing. But if we'll obey the Lord and be submissive to his will, amen, then God will get the glory. Yes. We're looking at Joshua and the band of Israelites and the ones that are left. Now you got to understand that this has been 40 years from the Egyptian loosening the hold that they had on Israel. And they came out of Egypt and out of bondage, out of 400 years of bondage. And they got ready to cross the wilderness journey. And I imagine that expectations were high. I imagine that there was excitement in the camp of Israel. I would imagine that moms and dads had their children by the hands and said, this is going to be a monumentous occasion. We're going to be set free. We're going to the land of promise. We're going to the land of Canaan to receive what God has in store for us. Little did any of them realize, I would imagine, that the trek would last 40 years, that for 40 years they would go through a wilderness journey, one obstacle after another. But you know what? God made a way through every obstacle. Amen. He split the Red Sea. He rained manna down. He let water come from a rock. He made them victorious over their enemies. Now they're on the threshold of victory. You know what? The devil wants you to live on the threshold of victory. Hello? I said the devil don't mind you living on the threshold of victory. It's what he hates is when you bust that door down and step into the victory that God has promised us. Too many of us are living on the threshold of victory. We're so close, amen, to a revival. We're so close to a refreshing. We're so close to receiving the miracle that God has promised us, but we haven't been able to get into that place over the threshold. We're living in anticipation. Our faith is strong, but we wonder sometimes why God hasn't given us the promise, why we hadn't been the recipients yet of what God said that he would do. So the children of Israel here now are on the banks of Jordan. They have just crossed over Jordan and sent absolute fear in the hearts of the kings on the other side of Jordan, those that have been watching. Now, there wasn't TV sets, there wasn't cameras, there wasn't GPS, there wasn't Facebook, but they knew that God's people was on the move. Amen? Let me tell you something. When God begins to move, you can't keep it a secret. Somebody is going to hear about the move of God. Amen? And if ever there was a time when the world needed to hear about the move of God, it's the day and hour that you and I are living in. Amen? I believe when God touches and heals you, you ought to stand and proclaim it. You ought to tell it, amen, from the top of the rooftop, from the top of the mountain, what God has done. If he's answered a prayer, if he's healed your body, if he's saved one of your loved ones, you ought to let them know. God is a jealous God and he wants to be praised. The Bible says he is great and greatly to be praised. Now, he's great, but sometimes I wonder if we do our part in greatly praising the Lord. So they've just crossed over Jordan. The Heavenly Father opened up the Jordan rivers and they walked across on dry ground. And here's the kings on the other side getting all upset and nervous and fearful. The Bible says that their hearts melted because of the God of Israel. They're about to enter into Canaan. They're about to enter into the promised land. They're about to receive that long-awaited victory, amen, that they had been promised for 40 years. Now, a generation of them would not be able to enter into the land of Canaan because of disobedience, but there was a generation, amen, that was about to enter into victory. And here they are. The Bible says on the they were at a place called Gilgal. The Bible tells us that that is so named because it means rolling. How many knows what rolling means? Rolling away. The Bible tells us here that Gilgal was a place called rolling because God wanted to roll the reproach of Egypt out of the hearts and the minds of the children of Israel. He wanted to strip them from everything that was associated with bondage. He wanted to strip them from everything that was associated for the long, perilous journey that they had to travel through the wilderness until they got to the promised land. God wanted to get them ready to enter into the land of promise. You may ask God sometimes, God, why are you waiting so long? Maybe it's because he's got to strip away all the remnants. He's got to strip away all the remembrance of those things, all of the doubt, all of the fear, all of the stress, all of the worry, and get us ready to enter into what God has promised us. I believe with all of my heart there's about to be an abundance of rain, and I'm not talking from about the storm Dorian. I'm talking about the heavens are going to open up. I believe with all of my heart. I believe that praying saints of God have finally realized that, you know what, the only way out of this is through faith and prayer. The only way that we're going to get victory is put our faith in a never failing God. Amen. I know I've talked to churches. Many churches have suffered. Many things have happened. We've been in an attack from the adversary. We've been in an attack from the environment that's in the world. But all that tells me is there's about to be an anointing. There's about to be an outpouring. There's about to be a blessing on the church. There's about to be God pouring out to what he has promised. He said, I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. But how many knows he'll go all the way with us? I believe if we have
our faith where it needs to be, there's going to come an abundance of blessings. We're going to see miracles. We're going to see folks saved because we're entering in to a time of promise. The children of Israel were preparing to go into the land of Canaan, the land that the spies, two of the spies said, yes, it does flow with milk and honey, and we're able to go in. But how many knows it has to be in God's time? Now, Joshua's writing here says that they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And verse number 11, they ate something different than they had been eaten for 40 years. Now, I said God has a time. There was a time when the children of Israel were so distraught. They were so upset. You see, the mindset had changed from their initial relief from Egyptian bondage and their release from Egypt. And now they were facing starvation, and they began to chide with Moses, and they began to complain and murmur. And some even said, it would have been better if you'd have just left us in Egypt. If you'd have just left us in bondage, at least we could sit by the flesh pots, and at least we could eat bread till we was full. We might have been bound. We might have not able to do anything on our own, but at least we had something to eat. There's a problem that arises when we're more concerned about our flesh than we are about our spirit. Come on, church. Amen. There's a time that we need to put the fleshly desires aside, and we need to say, Lord, feed my spirit. What you want me to have? I can't grow spiritually being so concerned about my flesh. And God answered the prayer of Moses, and he sent down manna, that little bitty thing that looked like the frost. And he sent that down, and they began to eat, and they had a regulation how that they had to eat it each and every day. But this little thing that God rained down upon them sustained them for 40 years. Can I project to you that manna was never intended for the children of Israel to eat for the rest of their life? It was simply meant to sustain them unto the promise. I'm so afraid that many church folks have gotten so accustomed just to eat the little bit of manna that God has given to sustain us. And we can't get prepared for the blessing. We can't get prepared for the land of plenty. We can't get prepared for the land that flows with milk and honey, because we're still so dependent on that manna that we got to have each and every day. God, we fed us that yesterday. We had that blessing yesterday. I need it again today. And I believe with all of my heart that Joshua was getting the children of Israel ready. You're not going to have to be dependent on this manna anymore. Yes, God sustained us. Yes, God blessed us. There was a time, amen, for the manna. But the time now is to eat of the fruit of the land. The time now is to enter in to the promise, to the blessing that God has put before us. Churches are stagnant because they're living on manna. They're living on something that has just sustained them. We've always done it this way. We've always had this order of service. We've always had this time slot. Let me tell you something. I don't know where the time slots came. I don't know where the days particularly came. But I believe that the church needs to serve God every day of the week, whether we're in the house of God or whether we're out upon the world. Because I believe it's time, amen, that we begin to enter into an expectation of the blessings of God and of the land that flows with milk and honey. The Bible says we simply have not because we ask not. Amen. It's time to petition God and say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready for a blessing? Are you ready to see folks' lives changed? Are we just satisfied eating the manna? When the manna ceased, they did eat of the old corn. That simply means somebody ought to get a blessing out of this. They eat of the corn they didn't plant. Come on. They didn't plant it, Brother Jim. Glory to God. God just gave it to them. Do you understand? They walked into a full harvest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whew, I get excited about that. Because let me tell you something. We say so many times we are missing so many of our precious saints of God who have already gone to glory. Let me tell you something. Folks, I don't want you to get the wrong impression, but they're not missing us. Amen. They're in a glorified place. Hallelujah. They're in a glorified body. Sure, we miss them. They're absent from our mind and absent from our body, but they're present with the Lord. I believe that. But understand, those precious saints of God, they planted some very same thing that you and I are reaping right now. There was prayers made in this church that I still believe, even though saints of God have gone on, we're reaping the benefits today. We're enjoying the blessings today of those precious saints of God. But let me tell you something, folks. There is a generation now that's going to have to rise up and plant the seeds for the next generation. There's a time when we got to set the standard. We got to set an up an example for those that are coming up behind us. Man, they began to eat of the old corn of the land. And on the morrow after the Passover, they even had unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. The Bible says, and the manna ceased. And the manna ceased. You know, I believe with all of my heart, just knowing the way that many of the Israelites murmured and complained. I'm just projecting now. This is simply nothing more than opinion. But Brother Jim, I can't help but think that maybe there were some in the Israeli camp that said, what are we going to do? You mean to tell me there's not going to be any more manna? But we've gotten dependent on this manna. And it's been a blessing. I do not want to discount the fact that manna was a blessing. Understand that. It was a time. It was something for God to sustain the people, the children of Israel in the wilderness. And can I just pause to say this? There's a time that God wants to bring you out of the wilderness. There's a time that God wants to bring you into the victory. There's a time when God wants to bring you and set you right in the middle of the promise that you've been waiting for. Amen. But when you become a little reluctant, when you say, Lord, I still need to eat this manna, what you're saying is I need something. It's not really producing growth. It's just keeping me alive. It's time for the church to begin to eat something more than just keeping us alive. We're not here to worship God just to keep us alive. We're here to grow in the Spirit. We're here to grow in the power of God. We're here to see miracles. We're here to see souls changed. I don't know about you, but I want to see somebody filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to see somebody moving with the power of God. And if we're all consumed about eating the same old sustaining food, then we may not be ready to enter into the promised, enter to the glory that God has set before us. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. Now this is where it gets very interesting. The manna simply was rained down. Come on. They had instructions to gather it for that day. And gather twice as much for the Sabbath. And you know what happens if they gathered more than they needed for that day? The worms got in and it ruined. Man, blessings sustain you. I will make a way for you. Glory to God. My grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. I will supply your needs. God has promised us all of those things. But I began to wonder as I began to read this story of Joshua. And Joshua had a great complex situation that he had to face, because he had to not only tell the children of Israel, you got to go in and receive what God has promised you, but you're not going to get this manna anymore. This manna was for the wilderness. He meant you coming out of the wilderness. Can anybody comprehend what Joshua is talking about here? We're tired of living in the wilderness. We're tired of making treks and going backwards and wandering here and there. It's time to focus on going forward. And I believe all of my heart that God has something in store for the church. We've got to get ready to receive what God is about to do. Hallelujah. It's time to eat the fruit of the land. Glory to God. It's time to eat the corn. And I want you to understand, when the corn is eaten up, you got to plant more. Hello? Come on, you got to keep it going. This land is fertile. Surely it flows with milk and honey. But you got to work it. Amen. You got to keep it going. You got, when you eat it up, you got to plant more seeds. Glory to God. You want to see the church grow? Plant more seeds. Amen. Plant more seeds everywhere you go, to everyone you come in contact with. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the gospel. Tell them about the word of God. Eat of the fruit of the land. You can now begin to live on the promises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've given you a land that flows with milk and honey. I believe with all of my heart, once you start giving and giving and giving, that person receiving becomes very dependent on what you're giving. Come on. Now, I'm not saying you got to earn your blessings, because you can't. I'm not saying you got to earn your salvation, because you can't. Amen. How many knows it was bought and paid for on the cross of Calvary? Amen. But I believe there's a time we need to exercise our faith. Have you ever seen, please forgive me for getting a little bit, I don't want to use the word abrasive, but forgive me if it's as abrasive. But have you ever seen a person that is extremely anemic? Their strength is almost non-existent. They're just not really living, but merely existing. I pray, God, don't let the church become that. God, get that mindset out that, oh, it's 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. This is what we always do. Glory to God. Let it burn in our hearts. Let it burn in our spirit, God. Let us not be so dependent on that little handful of manna just to sustain us till we get to the next service. But God, let us come in with a hunger in our soul. Let us gather together, whether there be 10 or 100 or 1 or 2, whatever the case may be. Let us come in with such a hunger and an expectation, God, to be fed to the fullest of your blessings. I believe that we have not, because we haven't really sought after it. We haven't really asked for it. But I believe God has an abundance of blessings, an abundance of miracles right now for who will ever step up and by faith receive what God has in store. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to change it up a little bit. It's time to get a booster shot. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's people in the Bible that prayed for a double portion. Sometimes I wonder if the church wants a double portion. Sometimes I wonder if we as Christians really desire a stronger, straighter, and more intense walk with God. Because with it comes requirements and sometimes obligation. Hallelujah. You got to tend to the field. You got to harvest the corn. Look, they made little unleavened cakes. Do you know how long it'd been since they had unleavened cakes? Come on, they'd been just living on manna. just what that little bit of manna that they would beat and make it into like a flour substance and mix it with a little water and eat that. You know how tasteless that is. Yeah, but Brother Eddie, it gets me through the day. Glory to God. I want something that won't only carry me through the day. It'll carry me through the week. It'll carry me through next year. It'll carry me when I'm facing problems. It'll carry me when I'm talking to the doctor. It'll carry me, amen, whenever things are against me. It'll carry me when Satan's on my back saying, you had it better when you was in the world. No, I didn't. I may have owned the world, but I did not have it better in the world. I've got it better now than I've ever had it in my life, because I'm dependent solely and absolutely on the blessings and miracles of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Living and operating in expectation. And the manna ceased. And I can't help but think there was some worry and some stress throughout the camp of Israel. Have you heard? There's not going to be any more manna. We've lived on this manna for 40 years. 40 years is a long time. Come on. We've been living on just a small blessing for so many years. Glory to God. Come on, I'm ready. Is anybody ready? Is anybody ready? Is anybody wanting more? Is anybody seeking more? Is anybody tired of the wilderness journey? Tired of being tired? Tired of fighting? Tired of struggling? Tired of trying to make this end meet and that end meet and all of those situations? How many is ready to enter into the blessings of God? I believe, amen, that we're on the threshold of an abundance of blessings, abundance of anointing, amen. I'm not trying to prophesy tonight. I don't claim to be a prophet, but I just know every time that I've read in the Bible, when things got so bad and things that people couldn't do anything on their own, they began to get together and they began to pray, and God always came on the scene. And I see that happening in the world today. We're at a point where man can't fix what's wrong. Amen. Only God can fix it. But when a group of people, and God said, I'm going to have a remnant, amen, I want to be a part of that remnant, don't you? I don't care how small it is. I want to be right in the middle of that remnant. But God said, I'll have a remnant. Amen. And when that remnant begins to focus on the power and the will of God and gets in one mind and one accord, we're ready to march in to the land that flows with milk and honey to receive the blessings and the anointing that we've been waiting for, that many of us have been holding on, Lord, in your time. But I believe God's ready. I said, I believe God's ready. Sometimes I wonder if we are. He's ready to give if we're ready to receive. Amen. All of this was on the verge of a walled city. Amen. Glory to God. Woo. Maybe the camp of Israel, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they were so tired of eating manna that they looked forward to what they had been blessed with. Now they were the recipients of this land that flows with milk and honey. And then first thing you know, there's a walled city right there. Isn't that amazing? I think Sister Susan mentioned it herself. And we all have said that. You know what? The devil said, don't get up there. Don't get up there and say that. You'll lose your breath. You know, I've heard people say, man, I got such a blessing last night. Oh, it's going to be bad on Monday morning because I know the devil's going to jump all over my case. I want to be like David. Amen. Not when he fought Goliath. Amen. But when David was watching over his daddy's sheep, and there was a lion, and there was a bear. But the way I read the story, David didn't wait for the lion to come in and try to get the sheep. David said, I'm going after him. I want to see a Christian that says, you know what? God blessed me last night, but Monday morning I'm going after him. Glory to God. And he took the lion, and he thrust her, and he tore him asunder. Glory to God. I'm looking for a saint of God that's not afraid of Satan through the power that God has instilled with us. He said, I will give you power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power to go out and fight the lion. Power to go out and defeat the bear. Power to go out and defeat Satan through the power that is within us. Not my power. I'm no match for Satan. But that that is within me, hallelujah, is greater than that one that is against me. So many times, as we're receiving these blessings, and we're very content, God says, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you the city of Jericho. Oh, man. And everybody knew how the city of Jericho was. It was impenetrable. You can't get through those walls. You know, if you'll read Bible history, so many times we imagine the walls, and we imagine it's like it's some of these little walls that are around here. Those were huge walls and thick. My Lord. Hallelujah. Joshua's out there, and he sees this man with a flaming sword. And Joshua, being kind of like the Christian that we are sometimes, we're trying to discern if it's good or bad. Lord, is this good or bad? Is that Satan trying to do that? Or is that you speaking to me? Amen. We need to understand the difference between Satan and God. So Joshua says, are you for us? Are you for our adversary? And the angel said, no. Meaning neither. He said, I'm a captain of God's host. Glory to God. Amen. It takes eyes of faith to see. We don't understand that. But I believe with every situation, every altercation, everything that you and I face, whether it's a walled city, whether it's a doctor's appointment, whether it's a situation or a sickness or affliction, I believe that there's a power that's standing with us that sometimes we can't see with the naked eye. But I believe with all of my heart that God has angels. God has spirits about us to protect us. My. We're living way beneath our privilege when we understand that He who we serve is able to anoint and bless our lives in such a wonderful way if we release our faith to Him. He said, no. He said, Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none went in. And the Lord said unto him, see, I love this. See, I have given unto thy hand Jericho and the mighty and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. I've given it to you. Now, if we were still eating just manna, we'd say, Lord, that city's walled. That city's impenetrable. We'll never be able to go in that. But since we're feasting on the fruit of the land, Joshua was ready. Hallelujah. Joshua was ready. Because he knew the God that he served could tear down walls. Church, do you believe that God can still tear down walls? Hallelujah. Why don't we live like it? Why don't we exercise that faith that God has given us? Amen. And get past just the sustaining things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I can find things sometimes in the pantry or in the refrigerator that'll sustain me for a little while, but how many knows that it doesn't really produce growth? Doesn't really, what is the saying, it doesn't stick to your ribs. I looked in the mirror, it looked like everything I eat sticks to my ribs. I don't know, whatever it is. But you know what I'm talking about. It doesn't give you that vitality. It doesn't give you that strength. It doesn't give you that energy, but it just kind of appeases you. Come on. Can we get out of the mindset of coming to church just because it appeases us? Or because we fulfilled an obligation? Or because it's 6 o'clock and that's what we always do? Amen. Can we come and eat of the fruit of the land? Glory to God. Can we come and worship? Can we come and praise God? Can we come and lift Him up? Can we enter into the doors with the great expectation of a mighty move of God? Hallelujah. Regardless of who sings, regardless of who testifies, regardless of who brings the word, amen, the power of God is still in this place. I believe that God will feed us if we're hungry enough, amen, to believe and to receive what God has in store. When the manna ceased, it didn't mean that God quit feeding us. Come on. He just changed the menu. Glory to God. And it was time to change the menu. Glory to God.
Well, brother, we've always done it. We've done that for 40 years.
Maybe it's time to change the menu. Glory to God. Maybe God wants us to get a little stronger in Him. Maybe God wants to get us a little closer to Him. Maybe God wants to, us, for God forbid, to grow a little bit spiritually. Amen. To begin to mature in the Word of God. To begin to seek and knock and ask for the power of God that is within us. Amen. Do you want to be a shining light set on a hill so that people can see a move of God in the church? Come on, or you just want to see an anemic group of people meet together and go through the tradition of worshiping God. Amen. God's given me a hunger, brother. God's given me a hunger. Glory to God. God's given me a hunger, folks. I pray that God will give us that nourishment that we need from heaven. You know, we talk about send down the manna. It's time. Amen. That manna was good and it's time and it was needful and it was sustaining. But God, I need some corn. I need some fruit of the land. I need something that's going to make me grow. I need something, God, that's going to prick my heart. I need something, God, that's going to convict me and make me know, God, that my faith and my trust stands in You and You alone. And I can't make it without You. Glory to God. When the manna ceased, the real food began. Come on. When you get hungry enough, the real food will begin. And I believe God has an abundance in store for those who are ready to receive. Would you stand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Church, I love you. I love you so much that I just want to tell you what God had laid on my heart. I could have come in tonight, read a few scriptures, and cast a little manna out, and you know what I mean. We could have had fellowship and departed and gone our way, and I know some services are like that, but I long for the time when we come together and we lay aside every obstacle and every weight and everything that does so easily beset us, and our focus and our mind is on nothing but God and His blessings. Please with me this time as we get ready to dismiss tonight, can we all get in one mind and one accord? Can we forget about tomorrow being a holiday? Can we forget about the plans that we have? You still have time and opportunity to do that, but it's precious little time that we gather together to give God. But can we, before we dismiss tonight, before we leave this house, before we leave this congregation, if we could get every mind solely upon the power and the Word of God, and those of you that have been living in anticipation and expectation, if I could encourage you to go ahead and by faith claim it done right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God, I'm ready to receive what You have for me. I'm ready, God, to take the next step, God. I'm ready, God, to be more focused on You. Can we, church, can we just take a little bit? Come on, I'm not asking for a long time. I'm just asking, can we get together in one mind and one accord right now? And if you can't do anything else but just glorify and thank Jesus, lift your hands and praise Him right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we love You, we praise You, we thank You, God. Lord, not only for what You've done, You brought us through the wilderness, God. You've brought us through trials, God. You've taken us through tribulation. You've brought us through bad times, and God, we're ready now to enter into the promise. We're ready right now, God, to enter into what You have in store for us. As a church, we bind together right now, God, for the purpose of glorifying and praising You. We lift our hands tonight in honor of our holy and precious God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Praise God. Can we shout praise God all over this congregation? Praise God. Praise God. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. God bless you, church. I love you from the depths of my heart. This altar's open if you want to come forward tonight. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. Is there anyone tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that God will supply our needs. God will make a way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise Your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For the sister right now. Father, you know the need. You are the supplier. Father, we reach forth by faith in anticipation right now. God of the mighty move. Your spirit, God.